you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
on a winter sky, sail away, sail away. When the love light is fading in your sweetheart's eye, sail away, sail away. When you feel your song is orchestrated wrong, why should you prolong your stay? When the wind and the weather blow your dream sky high, sail away, sail away, sail away. But when soon or late you recognize your fate, that will be your great, great day.
Well, who wouldn't want to take advice from both Judy Garland and Noel Coward? This seems to be the time, folks. It's Labor Day weekend, and I'm your host, Larry Maslon, for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the nearly summertime over hamlet of Southampton, New York. That is a great tune that Noel Coward used and then wrote and used and recycled for his 1962 musical Sail Away, sung by Judy Garland, who's going to have a bit of a renaissance this fall when Renee Zellweger plays her in a motion picture. I'm sure we'll get into that. We'll do a whole Judy episode. But for now, since it is Labor Day weekend and the summer is winding down, this is our chance to sit on the beach and look at the ocean, or sit on the beach and look at the sound, or bay, or river, wherever we are, and look at Broadway at sea. And of course, here at Broadway Main Street, we are not at sea. We always know what we're doing. So we're going to have a lovely hour of seaside songs, shanties, and ditties performed by Broadway's best. Well, of course, the idea of ships and sailing has been an omnipresent idea in musical theater, certainly The Flying Dutchman and several operas that have dealt with that. And it seems to be a very compatible idea, the idea of nautical adventures and music. So let us go back to 1917, a show called Miss 1917, and the wonderful Sylvia McNair with the gifted Stephen Blyer playing a beautiful song by Jerome Kern, lyrics by P.G. Wodehouse, who lived in Remsenburg, which I can practically see from our window. Go, little boat.
Softly as over the water we creep, winds seem to sigh. Dark, dark is the night and the world is asleep. Wakeful am I. Slow, slow though the river may flow, soon, soon I shall be. Safe in the harbor where some
that just doesn't provide the right amount of, what would I say, nautical, philosophical respite. I don't know what would. Perfect thing for a Labor Day weekend. Well, rowing in a boat, right? Row, row, row your boat merrily down the stream is this trope you see in many, many songs. Of course, it was not long before in the 19-teens and 1920s people took a humorous look at that. And who could be more humorous with that kind of boating escapade than Eddie Cantor, Row, Row, Rosie.
Where the ocean breezes play, Rosie met a lad one day. He invited her to take a row. As he jumped into the boat, someone handed her a note, and it read, "Here's something you should know. He is just a little sailor chic, takes a different girlie out each week. If he gets too sentimental, row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore. Even though he's sweet and gentle, row, row, Rosie, don't let him rock the boat. It's mighty hard to float out on the ocean, a kiss in the dark sometimes is worse than the bite of a shark. So let your conscience be your guide and row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore." Rosie's tender heart was stirred as she read each little word. It was just like music to her ears. She had longed to meet a sheik who was not afraid to speak. It had been her dream for many years. Rosie rowed, but not towards the shore. She forgot those words forevermore. If he gets too sentimental, row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore. Even though he's sweet and gentle, row, row, Rosie, no use to shout or squawk. You can't get out and walk. You may be youthful and chock full of hope, but you won't float. You're not ivory soap. My brother was a sailor once, so row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore. Too brave, it's much better to weep. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. My brother was a sailor once, so row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore.
There is a ship that sails the sea for little folk like you and me. It carries all our dreams, our little hopes and schemes. I got a ship that sailed away. It's coming home someday. I'll have a golden castle, grand and tall, butler standing in the hall, and Walter Disney paintings on the wall. When my ship comes in, I'll leave the choice of autos up to you. And if you think a big Rolls Royce will do, I think I'll play it safe and order to. When my ship comes in, I'll buy Barnum and Bailey and move them right next door. They'll give two performances daily for the kids who never saw a show before. Chairs, we'll sip our tea for two. I'll have white man here to play for you. I'll have Bing Crosby singing, boo, 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 when my ship comes in.
We're bound to have our ups and downs. There will be days when fortune frowns. But if we wait a while, the world will wear a smile. Until the good things come along, I'll sing myself this song. I'll buy out every ice cream factory, so all the kids can come and get it free. And I'll throw all the spinach in the sea when my ship comes in. I'll buy up all the public schools in sight, and all day long I'll have them closed up tight. But they'll be used as picture shows at night when my ship comes in. I'll have suits made to measure. In fact, I'll buy a store. And can you imagine the pleasure wearing shoes that no one ever wore before? I'll phone to each department store and say, call up your Santa Claus and raise his pay, and tell him we'll have Christmas every day when my ship comes in.
And tell him we'll have Christmas every day
when our ship comes in.
Ah, what a beautiful rendition. That was Richard Rodney Bennett, the great composer and arranger and accompanist at the piano, singing along with Mary Clear Heron, one of our very favorite chanteuses from Broadway to Main Street. That is, in fact, an Eddie Cantor song written for him for a 1934 musical called Kid Millions, a wonderful Depression-era ballad about dreams and optimism. Well, let us continue with our maritime theme today. Rodgers and Hart were so smart in the 20s and 30s about grabbing ideas and were in the currency of the world, or metaphors and imagery, and turning them inside out. And of course, before long, they would get to Ships at Sea. Here is A Ship Without a Sail. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever written. So clever, so moving. Certainly one of my favorite Rodgers and Hart songs, sung impeccably by Sarah Vaughan.
And I don't really care. I go to this or that place. I seem alive and well. My head is just a happy place. My breast an empty shell, and I've a faded dream to sail.
joined the Navy to see the world.
And what did we see?
We saw the sea. We saw the Pacific and the Atlantic, but the Atlantic isn't romantic, and the Pacific isn't what it's cracked up to be.
We joined the Navy to do or die,
but we didn't do, and we didn't die. We were much too busy looking at the ocean and the sky, and what did we see?
We saw the sea.
We saw the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the Pacific isn't terrific, and the Atlantic isn't what it's cracked up to be. They tell us that the Admiral is as nice as he can be, but we never see the Admiral, because the Admiral has never been to sea.
We joined the Navy to see the girls,
and what did we see? We saw the sea. Instead of a girl or two in a taxi, we were compelled to look at the Black Sea. Seeing the Black Sea isn't what it's cracked up to be.
Sailing, sailing home again to see the girls upon the village green. Then across the foam again
to see the other seas we haven't seen. We joined the Navy to see the world.
And what did we see?
We saw the sea. We never get seasick sailing the ocean. We don't object to feeling the motion. We're never seasick, but we are awful sick of sea.
We joined the Navy.
I would join the Navy just to watch Fred Astaire dance a little bit on the quarterdeck. That was from Follow the Fleet, a song written by Irving Berlin. Again, there's something about Broadway musicals and ships at sea, the romance, the adventure, the blue horizon that waits beyond. And I can think of at least five shows, Broadway musicals, that are set on ships. The one that first comes to mind, of course, is Anything Goes, Cole Porter's 1934 musical set on an ocean liner. It has an opening number called Bon Voyage, you know, again, a perfect setting for a musical. People getting on the boats and kissing their loved ones goodbye and champagne and confetti and all that kind of jazz. Well, we're not going to play that number from Anything Goes. I don't think it's that great. I far prefer the same kind of number from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, scored by Julie Stein and Leo Robin. And here is Rachel York from the Encore's version of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, saying that it's high time to board the boat. Anchors away.
Strictly American way. No time for depressed long faces. No time to be blue.
It's high time that we jumped some traces
and gave the devil his due. Let joy be unrefined.
Da, da, da.
Let's start to get blind.
Da, da, da.
Start to feel high.
Time. La, 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 la. It's high time, you let me in. sanitariums, the theaters and solariums, the stewards and the waiters, the roomy elevators, the reading rooms, the writing rooms, and other more exciting rooms. But in particular, you are going to love the bar.
It's high time we filled up and started to spill
on scotch, rye, corn, straight alcohol, brandy and gin. So drink a toast to our terrific holiday before we sail far away. Away from little USA.
Well, as I said earlier, I can think of at least five musicals that take place aboard an ocean liner. That, of course, was Titanic, scored by Maury Yeston. Beautiful little honorific to the launching of the Titanic. Didn't turn out so well, but that's okay. It's a good musical with some good music in it. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are at sea. We know exactly what we're doing, but we're having a kind of an aquatic seafaring episode. So let's turn to another show set on board an ocean liner. This is Noel Coward's Sail Away, which provided an immense showcase for Elaine Stritch above the title as the hostess, the hospitality hostess of this particular boat. I forget what the name of the ship is, actually. I should know that. The Caronia, I want to say, but send your cards and letters and we'll see if that's true. Anyway, here is Elaine Stritch telling people exactly what she's available for, what kind of fun and games are available on deck. Come to me.
Hallelujah, thank the Lord, Mimi Paragon's on board. christened me, me, me. My tiny heart is frozen, but heaven forbid that I should shirk the work that I have chosen. To be a professional pepper upper isn't anyone's cup of tea. But I've wit and guile and a big false smile, and the tourists rely on me.
That's quite, quite true. They always do. They're crazy about me, me.
On that very first dreadful day, I stand them in line.
She stands them in line.
I keep them in line.
She keeps them in line.
I stand them in line and say, if you're bad, keen to be cultural, I'm the gal with whom you should roll. I can show you every ruin from Jerusalem to Greece, and also quite a few between Antibes and Nice. If you can't live without antique pots, I'll find lots for you to take home. If you long to take bad photographs of classical debris, come to me, come to me. If you want to crouch in churches till you have water on the knee, come to me, poor fools, come to me.
She's terribly energetic, she's so full of MSM. If we hit the gale and the turbine's gale, she can easily drive a ship.
And if to play games is what you call fun, I'm the one to keep you informed. I can organize a treasure hunt or even clockwork trains. Anything to occupy your poor dim brains. We've some fine backgammon boards on board if the Lord should send us a score. If canasta, bridge, or bingo are your kind of jamboree, come to me, come to me. But if you want to play strip poker with the girls in cabin B, come to me, dear boys, come to me.
One fast chorus of Beyond the Blue Horizon. Come to me!
Beyond the Blue Horizon waits a something, something, something. Anyway, nice song by Richard Whiting, referred to in Sail Away. It actually was the SS Caronia. I pulled that right out of my porthole. That was absolutely correct. Well, in that show, ocean cruises are fun and games. Sailing ships to America is obviously a huge part of our national identity all the way back from the 17th century. But here is a turn of the century look at it from Ragtime, which, of course, tells among its many, many stories the important story of American immigration. A beautiful song from that show, Journey On.
It's a privilege to go on expedition with you, Admiral Perry. It's men like you who've made this country great. What's that? In the distance, such a ghostly glow.
They're called rag ships. Immigrants from every cesspool in Western and Eastern Europe.
They're brave people, whoever they are, coming so far, expecting so much. A salute to the man on the deck of that ship. A salute to the immigrant stranger. Heaven knows why you'd make such a terrible trip. May your own God protect you from danger. Is it freedom or love that you pray for? In your guttural accent, too late, long gone. Salute to a fellow who hasn't a chance. Journey on.
Is that on the ship going back home?
No. America is home now. We will never go back there.
Look, someone is waving. Where is he going?
He's a fool on a fool's journey. Depart on a ship from a country like this. Why on earth would you want to be leaving? Was it something you lost that you suddenly miss. Are you angry or possibly grieving? Do you see in my face what you've lost, sir? Are you moved by the death ship we sail upon? Well, perhaps you're a man who's in search of his heart.
Of the darkness, one going from
coming to America.
Two men meeting at the moment of a journey. For a moment in the darkness, we're the same.
And what of the people whose boundaries change?
I salute
who perish so bravely and end up so sick.
May you find what you
I will be journeying here, my love,
as you go
journeying
on the sea. We're two ships passing at a distance through the darkness,
one going from
a journey.
I salute you. God be with you.
I will miss you
in the darkness of the dawn. Journey on.
My ship has sailed that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold, and of jam and spice there's a paradise in the hold. My ships are glowing. Sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring, but the pearls and such missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives. That dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my
Well, we can have a show called At Sea about sailing in boats without including that great, wonderful number from Lady in the Dark, music by Kurt Vile, lyrics by Ira Gershwin. That is a very, very rare rendition from that great Broadway leading lady, Inga Swenson. Well, we started off our show with a song called Sail Away by Noel Coward, a personal favorite. It's a title used by a lot of songwriters, Randy Newman, and also by Sting from his musical The Last Ship. So let's hear Sally Ann Triplett sing Sting's version of Sail Away.
Me my Jackie, on the day that we were married, you'd build a boat of dreams for me someday. A vague romantic notion that we'd sail off to some ocean, but in my dreams we'd get there one fine day. You haven't been the same since the yard closed down, like all the other men in this broken town, where you'd end up by the river as your thoughts turn black. I said, pull yourself together, pet, and come home, Jack. Whenever we had sorrow, we'd always say tomorrow, we'd catch that ship of dreams and sail away.
I didn't know that you worried so, Peggy.
You didn't know? I'm only on at you about it most of the day. Every day.
Well, you do go on, but I tend to just tune you out, you know.
Well, now you know. Whenever we had sorrow, we'd always say tomorrow, we'd catch that ship of dreams and sail away.
Incredibly blue, Yes, I'd wanna go sail and then come home to you. I'd rather be sailing. Yes, I'd wanna go sail and then come home to you.
Beautiful song from Bill Finn's A New Brain Sailing. That was Norm Lewis and Malcolm Getz, two more talented and expressive singers in the Broadway world would be hard to find. Well, we talked a little bit about the antecedents to all these things. Of course, the Flying Dutchman, and I think there's probably a Mozart opera or two, if it Ghanaian on Aulis or something, where they send someone away in a boat, and Billy Budd and Peter Grimes. And of course, the comic version is HMS Pinafore by Gilbert and Sullivan. But what would a show called At Sea be without a pirate or two? And here is the most swashbuckling pirate I know, Kevin Kline, from the earth-shattering revival of Pirates of Penzance.
Better far to live and die under the brave black flag I fly than play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well to do. But I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is the love of the pirate king,
the love of the pirate king. I sally forth to seek my prey. I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more dirty work than ever I do. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. I am a pirate king,
you are a pirate king,
and it is a glorious thing to be.
Ha, 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 ha.
Bump, Johnny Depp, eat your heart out. That is my favorite pirate king of all time. Well, we're winding down. We're trimming our sails, and we're about to close out a wonderful summer. It was a terrific summer for me. I hope it was for all of you. We had a lot of interesting shows here on Broadway to Main Street as well. Let us close out with another pirate, and we'll bring back Kurt Vile this time with lyrics by Bertolt Brecht. Nina Simone singing one of the great, frightful, dramatic, emotional performances of a song by Kurt Vile ever, in my opinion, Pirate Jenny from Threepenny Opera. It's not as jolly as some of the other Rogers we've heard in our show so far, but maybe a good reminder that we need to bid farewell to the summer and get back to work. Well, we'll see you next week. And in the meantime, Nina Simone delivers a ship that sails away.
You people can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town, in this crummy old hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No, you could never guess to who you're talking. Then one night there's a scream in the night, and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing, and you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freight, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey gal, finish them floors, get upstairs, what's wrong with you, earn your keep here. And you toss me your tips and look out to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, 'cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here, honey. Nobody. Nobody. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you say, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kinda staring out the window, and you say, what's she got to stare at now? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from her bow. You gentlemen can wipe off that smile off your face, 'cause every building in town is a flat one. This whole frickin' place will be down to the ground, only this cheap hotel standing up safe and sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? Yes, that's what you say. Why do they spare that one? Through the noise and to-do, you wonder who is that person that lives up there. And you see me stepping out in the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair.
And the ship, the black freighter, runs a flag up its masthead and a cheer rings the air.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.